Welcome. Welcome to our worship this Palm Sunday morning, the beginning of Holy Week. Let us worship God.
Lord God, maker of humankind and of all creation, we praise you and adore you. As we come together today, we give you thanks for all that has been and entrust to you all that is yet to be. As we come together today, we pause to reflect on the choices that we have had and the decisions that we have made this week. The things we could have done differently, the words we could have said or left unsaid. Creator, listener, redeemer, help us to know that you are with us as we worship you together today. Through your Holy Spirit, give us a sense of your presence that will sustain us through times of uncertainty and indecision. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our first reading today is from Proverbs chapter 8, reading from verse 1. Listen, wisdom is calling out. Reason is making herself heard. On the hilltops near the road and at the crossroads she stands. At the entrance to the city, beside the gates, she calls. I appeal to all of you. I call to everyone on earth. And then continuing at verse 22. The Lord created me first of all, the first of his works long ago. I was made in the very beginning, at the first, before the world began. I was born before the oceans, when there were no springs of water. I was born before the mountains, before the hills were set in place, before God made the earth and its fields, or even the first handful of soil. I was there when he set the sky in place, when he stretched the horizon across the ocean, when he placed the clouds in the sky, when he opened the springs of the ocean and ordered the waters of the sea to rise no further than he said. I was there when he laid the earth's foundations. I was beside him like an architect. I was his daily source of joy, always happy in his presence, happy with the world and pleased with the human race. Amen. Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 27, reading from verse 11. Jesus stood before the Roman governor, who questioned him. "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asked. "So you say," answered Jesus. But he said nothing in response to the accusation of the chief priests and the elders. So Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear all these things they accuse you of?" But Jesus refused to answer a single word, with the result that the governor was greatly surprised. At every Passover festival, the Roman governor was in the habit of setting free any one prisoner the crowd asked for. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to set free for you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus called the Messiah?" He knew very well that the Jewish authorities had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. While Pilate was sitting in the judgment hall, his wife sent him a message. "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, because in a dream last night I suffered much on account of him." The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask Pilate to set Barabbas free and to have Jesus put to death. But Pilate asked the crowd, "Which one of these two do you want me to set free for you?" "Barabbas," they answered. "What then shall I do with Jesus called the Messiah?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they all answered. But Pilate asked, "What crime has he committed?" Amen.
On Palm Sunday, we traditionally think on the Jerusalem crowd welcoming Jesus riding on a donkey, men and women, children, palm branch waving and Hosanna shouting. During the week that we call Holy, we encounter many people, men and women, the widow with the two coins, the woman with the ointment of pure nard, disciples in an upper room, Peter in the courtyard, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Jesus. And today our Bible reading takes us to Pontius Pilate, and to his wife, from whom we now hear.
While Pilate was judging the case, his wife sent him a message. It said, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man. I have had nightmares because of him." Matthew 27:19. Nameless, unknown, anonymous. Isolated from the decision-making process, yet always by his side, always supporting, always having his back. That is the role of the politician's wife. I shouldn't even have been there, but I had family in the right places, and permission was granted to allow me to be at Pilate's side, to support him, encourage him, and in my own way advise him when he got carried away with his own self-importance. Trouble was brewing. Some of the religious leaders felt threatened by the man they called Jesus, and they were pushing for him to be crucified. And by some miracle, they arranged a trial at which Pilate was to reside. And there was pressure from all corners to do the right thing. Pilate admired Jesus, felt challenged by Jesus, and from all that he heard, Jesus treated his own folk well, healing them, feeding them, providing water for them. It did not seem to be that he wanted our kind of power, but spoke about God's values, God's way, God's reality, which was putting the wind up the religious leaders and making them very agitated and angry. The night before the trial, I had a strange and disturbing dream. Blood-red skies, flashing lights, angry shouts, mobs rioting, soldiers defending, religious leaders sneering, money clattering, a child at the centre, innocent eyes, gentle words, accepting of all. A paragon of virtue in the muddy world of politics, wrapped with the blindness of organised religion and the manoeuvring of the wannabes, scheming, plotting, calculating the next move. I could feel the heat of their breath, smell the odour of their sulfuric bodies, feel the piercing nails being hammered into my hands, and I woke up screaming, "No! No! No!" On the morning of the trial, I sent a note to warn Pontius that this Jesus was an innocent man and deserved to be set free, and told him of my dreams, which he promptly ignored, and passed the death sentence because the crowds had turned ugly and there was no other way, he said. Coward, I thought, but never said. And I feared for all our futures.
Father God, on this day, at the start of this Holy Week, we seek your wisdom not only to discern your ways, but our own path through life. We seek your wisdom to know how to best live our lives, how to work with others, how to buy, eat, drink and live ethically, how to handle life's difficult choices. We seek wisdom for those in positions of leadership in our communities, country and churches, for those who care for others in hospitals, in rehabilitation centres and hospices. Help us to find your wisdom as we walk with you through this Holy Week. May we be enlightened, transformed and inspired. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
With all our prayers we bring our offerings, all that we have, all that we are, all that in God's goodness we are yet to be. And all our praying we bring together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus' cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, I reach his gain, I count but loss and hope. Safe in the death of Christ, my God, of the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? So rich a crown. What the whole realm of nature mine that bore an offering too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my
worship has ended. May you know the blessing from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you today and through this Holy Week and always. Amen.
shine upon.